You're listening to SBS News.
Just 3 weeks out from Election Day, the opposition is proposing an inquiry into robo-debt if it wins government. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is labelling the robo-debt campaign a human tragedy and says if he's elected, his government will uncover the truth. While campaigning in Western Australia, Mr. Albanese has taken a swipe at Prime Minister Scott Morrison over his handling of the scandal.
This is a guy who was the Social Security Minister, who presided over this scheme, and yet again he won't take responsibility. I tell you what Labor will do. Labor will put the humans back into human services.
Robo-debt, the automated matching of tax and Centrelink data to raise debts against welfare recipients the government claimed were overpaid, was ruled unlawful in 2019. The opposition's government services spokesman, Bill Shorten, says nearly 500,000 vulnerable Australians suffered under the scheme.
We're going to find out who was responsible, because the federal government's never owned up, actually. We want to find out what were the processes. What advice did they get? Did they get bad advice? Did they get no advice? Or did they get good advice that they ignored?
But the Prime Minister says the problems arising from the scheme have already been dealt with following a court-approved settlement for the victims. The federal government settled the case without admitting liability. Over in Tasmania, the Coalition's campaign has focused on cutting household costs, with plans to give patients a $10 saving on their prescription of medicines under the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. The price reduction would take effect from the 1st of January, with Mr. Morrison saying it needs to be applied in a methodical way.
We will include a new measure which will see the cost of non-concessional PBS payments fall from $42.50 down to $32.50, what's known as the PBS general co-payment. This will save patients taking one medication a month, just as we heard here today, $120 a year.
The policy will cost the government $150 million. It was excluded from the cost of living package in this year's budget, even though senior frontbenchers accidentally announced the policy as a budget measure 1 month ago. The opposition is critical of the government's motives and is questioning whether the coalition will continue to support people facing cost of living pressures beyond the campaign. And the Greens are hopeful they can hold the balance of power as the party vows to preference Labor ahead of the coalition at this year's election. Leader Adam Band says the next government needs to take a strong stance on climate change and address the cost of living.
If people vote according to the Greens' How to Vote card, their preferences will go to Labor above the Liberals. In a number of key seats, the Greens are also preferencing some independents above the Liberals.
Mr. Bant says enhanced discussion about climate policies on both sides is welcome on the campaign trail. Labor will launch its official election campaign in Western Australia on Sunday, and the two leaders will take part in another televised debate on the Nine Network next weekend. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.